Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today we follow the order of Matins found on page 219 in Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 413, O Wondrous Type, O Vision Fair. The text is Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and have no fear. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, transfigured before the apostles, shone with the light of heaven. His clothes were whiter than has ever been seen. His face shone upon them. And Moses and Elijah are there. Luke tells us they are talking about one thing and one thing only, about Jesus' exodus. Peter has a good idea. Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. What is Peter doing? Well, he likes heaven on earth, and he wants to keep it there. But in so doing, he is repeating his error that he made just the week before. But his is an age-old wish. People always want to create a nirvana or a utopia here on earth. History is filled with the many attempts. The French Revolution was an attempt to bring about the goals of the Enlightenment, and you know how well that went for a lot of people. There was a town near my first parish called New Harmony. In the beginning, it was to be a place of a new moral world where happiness, enlightenment, and prosperity was achieved by education, science, technology, and communal living. It lasted 2 years. Two. But don't we do the same at home? We store up and hoard things to make ourselves happy, to make ourselves a little bit of heaven apart from the world. We invent all sorts of systems to order our lives so that we have goodness apart from the chaos of the world. And it's even claimed by many in the world now that you can change who you are, even the physical aspects of yourselves, to bring about the perfect you. Utopia. We're always striving after it. People have the basic error of thinking that humanity is good and that it can reach perfection by education, science, and technology. The old poison keeps dripping into our veins. Peter wanted to stay on the mount. He wanted a quiet place where everything was always peaceful. A little place of harmony where no one would call him Satan ever again. He wanted time to enjoy the light of Moses and Elijah there with Jesus. And as he did before, he saw no need for Jesus to take up the work they were talking about, his exodus. Why should he have to go to the cross when we could stay right here? Why go back to normal life with its struggles and disappointments, its lack of understanding, its harshness, its illness and death, the utter groaning of creation? Let's stay here, Jesus. And each of us, like Peter, want to avoid hard things. We want to have ease. We always want to be at peace. The Father put an end to Peter's tent idea when he spoke about his son. He stops Peter's mouth. "No, Peter. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Listen to what he's talking about." And at the end of that, they lifted up their eyes and all they saw was Jesus. He is to be their comfort. Not the Father's powerful voice. Not seeing the saints of the past. Not seeing Jesus' divine nature shining forth from his flesh. Those things were great, but they're simply encouragements to them to leave the mountain, to go down, and to follow Jesus. They were to listen to him alone and not dwell on those things. From the mount, Jesus sets his face to go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, to be killed and on the third day to be raised. The cross is Jesus' glory. There Peter will see his redemption. There the disciples will see the love of the Father for the world. There the Father has his Son, his beloved Son, lifted up for the sin of the world. There the water and the blood pour out and give life to the world. The mount with the theophany of Jesus was just a glimpse. It was an encouragement to the disciples that Jesus' exodus was necessary and it was good. They would not have the burdens of this life removed from them. That mountaintop experience is not good. They need to go down into the valley of the shadow of death. But Jesus gives them the strength to persevere through it. The cross would lead them not into tents and a utopian temporary respite, but to the rooms prepared for them by Jesus in the Father's house where eternal glories wait. And we, by hearing the word, are encouraged by the same. We live our lives listening to Jesus alone, in the voice of our pastor as he preaches to us and hears our confessions, as we eat and drink his body and blood in the supper. And there we have the true paradise made without hands. For the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. And so, dear saints, having heard that holy word, which has revealed to us him who is light of light, we, with now illumined eyes, look across the valley of the shadow of death to that holy cross on which hung the salvation of the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.